Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path. You keep serving the Most High. And you help plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. And let us just thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And just thanking him for his grace, mercy, favor, his outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the finger of God, just everything, you know, just his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Just, he is so amazing, amen. We have to always stay grateful and appreciative of things, even when things are probably rough or don't make sense or kind of crazy. You still trust the Lord through it all. You walk by faith and not by sight, amen. Blesses the person whose hope is in the Lord. Blesses the person whose trust is in the Lord. You know through it all, the Lord will see you through. The Lord got you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, all right? You have to always encourage yourself for that every day. For a lot of people out there, it's easier said than done, but trust, with God, all things are possible, people, okay? So all your prayers, requests, applications, supplications, petitions, thanksgivings, give it all to the Lord, amen? Give it all to the Lord. All your burdens, just give it to the Most High, amen? Through his Son, hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all, okay? So let's always uplift each other in the Most High. Let's always encourage each other in Christ, man. We always have to. Brothers and sisters of the faith, all four corners of the earth, we have to support each other and pray for each other and always stay strong, okay? You got to stay strong, people, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Yes, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All the birds in the air, all the animals, all the beasts in the field, all the fishes, all the creatures in the sea, everything that has breath, all the plants, all the trees, all the mountains, all the animals, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. Yes, yes. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it's all right. We are all grafted in together, y'all. Let us praise the Most High together. The Lord loves when people are together for him. Sing a new song to him, cry out to him, call on his name, dance, rejoice, always rejoice, play an instrument, stomp your feet, clap your hands, something, amen. Worship in truth and spirit and serve him with gladness and joy, amen. Always, people, yes, yes. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will until his Son comes back, amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish. So let the washing of the water by the word do us justice, amen. So let us keep our lamps and our oil to stay ready for the Messiah coming back. Let our work be done. Okay, let's keep working for the Father all the way. Okay, Father's business forever, people. Father's business forever. Amen. Ain't no clocking out. It's everyday fight. Okay, spiritual warfare. Keep on the armor of God. Amen. Keep being a doer of the word and keep walking on that narrow path the Lord has you on. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all stay strong. Amen. Yes, yes. Okay. Let's just always keep knowing the Lord better. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Obey the gospel, obey the law, statutes, the commandments, and obey all of his word. And any personal things the Most High told you personally or confirmed to you, obey that and respect and honor as well. Do your part, do your justice, do your obligations, do your duties for the Father. Amen. Do the work, people. Amen. All right. Hope that you'll have a blessed day today, blessed week up ahead, okay? Now, today's message, what I love to do is read the commentary within the book of Leviticus. And from there, we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 33 through 34. Recommended reading, the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, and also the book of James, chapter 2, verse 8. The title of this commentary is Strangers Among Us. San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge is known for its man-made beauty, but the mammoth structure is also infamous for something ugly. Lonely and depressed people jump into their deaths, into the churning water and jagged rocks below. One young man who committed suicide left a note on the dresser. On the dresser in his apartment that read, "I'm going to walk to the bridge. If one person smiles at me on the way, I won't jump." Tragically, he didn't find what he was looking for. Have you ever felt as though no one cares, like a stranger in a strange land? If so, you're not alone. God's people have a history of alienation. Abraham left his home to become a nomad. Jacob and his sons left the familiar land to live in Egypt. The children of Israel left their oppressors in Egypt to become strangers in the promised land. The disciples left their homes in Galilee to take the good news into the world. The apostle Peter addressed his first letter to the church, to God's elect strangers in the world, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Every child of God has been a stranger, a foreigner, an alien. And the truth of the matter is that God designed it that way. The teacher in the book of Ecclesiastes states that God has also set eternity into the hearts of people. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11. So that our souls would always look beyond what we see, hear, and toward a better future. We have this innate sense that we see this, see is not what we're going to get. That there's a spiritual aspect to this life that somehow affects what happens after this life. Those who believe in God recognize this internal dissonance and use it toward God glorifying ends as they try to make this world a better place so that others will experience hope as well. Which leads to the next point. You may be a stranger, but you're not alone. Not by a long shot. Take a look around you and you'll see strangers everywhere. Yes, you'll see strangers everywhere. Some are aware of their status as God's wayfarers on this earth. Others aren't, and they may be as frustrated and hopeless as the young man described above. God gave us a job to do when it comes to the strangers among us, as he reminded his people not to mistreat them or take advantage of them. So we're reminded of the same today. But does he leave it at that? No, because you've been a stranger, you were called to love strangers just as you love yourself. What does it take to feel loved when you're a stranger? Maybe just a smile will do, or a kind word of encouragement, or a helping hand. Be on the lookout today for strangers in need of love. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. When have you felt like a stranger? What individuals around you today might feel estranged? What simple thing can you do today to help a lonely individual sense God's love? All right, y'all, got to look out for the people who are strangers, sojourners, foreigners, okay? No hostility, man. Don't be hostile towards people, y'all. Got to show love all the time. Amen. There's a lot of people out here lonely, vulnerable, or suicidal, or hurting, or just feeling all these types of pain and frustration and weariness and heaviness, and we got to be comforting people. You got to walk in love, compassion, and kindness, and patience. Amen. So always look out for those around you and far from you and within your reach. Amen. So let's always live by the word of God. Let's always live by the gospel, the law, statutes, commandments, all of that. Amen. Apply it to our lives. Amen. So there you have it. All right. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, y'all. He's the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, the God of Israel, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, y'all. Most definitely the God of the Hebrews. Yes, yes. He is with us, people. Hallelujah. He's the God of heaven and earth. Praise him. His son is amazing. He's the Holy One of God. Yes, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Jacob, the Holy One of Mount Paran, the Holy Thing, the Honorable Lamb, the Honored Son, the Honorable Lamb of Glory, the Hope and Day of Evil, the Hope of David, the Hope of Eternal Life, the Hope of Glory, the Hope of His people Israel. Yes, He is the Hope of Israel, the Hope of Righteousness, the Hope of the Promise, the Hope and Joy of Abraham, the Hope and Joy of Simeon, the Horn of David, the Horn of Salvation, the Horn of the House of David, the Horn of the House of Israel, the Horn of My Salvation, Hosanna of the Highest Praise, House of Defense. Yes, He is the Humbler of the High-Minded, the Husband of Israel, the Husband of the Bride. Yes, he is the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am. Yes, he is the image of God, the image of the believers, the image of the Father, the image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, the immortal, the incarnate God, the infinite one, the inheritor of all nations, the inheritor of my mountains, the intercessor of sinners, the jasper and sardine stone, the jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth. Jesus, the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge among nations, the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, the King of all, most definitely, yes, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of the quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justified of the spirit, the justifier of the circumcision, the justifier of the seed of Israel, the just God, the just Lord, the just man, the just one, the just Savior, the keeper of Israel, the keeper of the covenant and mercy, the keeper of the keys of hell and death, the kindler of Tophet, the King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of the truth, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, the Holy One, Korban, yes, yes, the true sacrifice, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of Mount Zion, the Lamb of the 144,000 Israelites, the Lamb of salvation, the Lamb of the great multitude, the Lamb of the 12 apostles, the Lamb slain from the foundation, the Lamb to the slaughter, the Lamb without spot and blemish, the true lamp, the lamp of the feet. Hallelujah. Most definitely, He is the last Adam, the leader and commander. He is the life of man, the lifted and exalted Son. Yes, He is the lifted up suffering symbol. He is the lifted of my head, the light and truth, the light everlasting, the light in darkness, the light of heaven, the light of Israel, the light of life, the light of men, the light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, the light of path, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion. Yes, He is the living bread, the living redeemer, the living savior, the living stone, long-suffering God, along the Lord and Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Yes, He is the Lord, is my rock, my Savior, my salvation, my deliverer, my redeemer, my fortress, my high tower, my good fortress, my refuge. Praise Him. Yes, yes, yes. He is the sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Hallelujah. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, Ahai, Yeshaya. Yes, He is a consuming fire. Praise Him. Most definitely, He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. Yes, yes. He is the great physician, heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise Him, y'all. Yes, with God, all things are possible. You got to understand, people, that outstretched arm is always working, people. The power of God is always moving to people's lives, all four corners of the earth. Yes, the finger of God is always activated through people. Hallelujah. It's always happening, people, always. There's miracles, signs, and wonders happening every day, all four corners of the earth, people. You got to call in the name of the Lord, and He'll show you great, mighty things, people. Come on, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all together. We just know He's the wonderful counselor. We know He got us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Him, y'all. Praise Him. I just pray to God that whoever listens, man, I just pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over the Most High, and you experience Him more better. You get more close to Him. You stay on that narrow path, people. Just keep letting the Lord use you. Let the Lord change you for his glory, for his power, for his name, for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. Hallelujah. All right. So there you have it. Just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, you stay strong. You stay prayed up. Anybody who's lonely, vulnerable, or suicidal, just know that the Messiah came to give you life and to give it to you abundantly. There's life in the Messiah. Okay. Start your life over. Repent. Cry out to him. Get baptized. Start your life over. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.